These are momentous times, and now a banking failure that has contaminated the whole economy. We're being lashed by an economic hurricane. People's savings, mortgages and jobs at risk.
It may be called a party policy forum, but it seems there's no discussion when it comes to the banking crisis. Gordon Brown's rewriting the banking rulebook. Like it or not, this, he says, is how it's going to work. Wholly state-owned Northern Rock would become a mortgage bank for homebuyers and homeowners. RBS NatWest, which is 83% government-owned, would be geared towards small business lending. There's a promise, too, of an industrial bank, an investment bank, which Brown claims would fund innovation. Also on the cards, a publicly owned savings bank, which may become the responsibility of the post office.
Our task must be nothing less than to rebuild a financial system where it has failed, and then to create an economy in which banks are no longer serving themselves, but are serving the public of this country.
The fact these changes are being driven by the former Iron Chancellor sits uncomfortably with the Conservatives.
You have to look at who's been running the banking system the last 12 years, first of all. The man who's been running the overall economy has, of course, been Gordon Brown. The man who set up the banking supervisory system in 1997 was, of course, Gordon Brown. So I think it's a bit rich for him to come out and produce a blueprint.
Despite posting phenomenal losses this week, banks, even the worst performers, RBS and HBOS, in fact made profits in their retail banking divisions. Critics say it's high time for big changes to Britain's banks.
There's been no attempt to put government directors on the boards, no attempt to give any strategic direction on lending to Sandbridge's companies, no attempt to overhaul the scandals around remuneration and pension payments. And the government is really just going to have to move away from the high political rhetoric to actually doing something with the banks, which is rescued with public money.
And since the Prime Minister was on the subject of reckless decisions of the past, there was a mention too about Flush, Sir Fred Goodwin and his pension. But he left it to Lord Mandelson to call on his better nature and hand the cash back.
If Sir Fred Goodwin has any sensitivity at all about what people feel about this, what people feel about a man taking away such a vast sum for the rest of his life on the back of the biggest corporate loss and collapse in British business history, he will do the right thing, if he's thinking.
Who knew what and when it comes to Sir Fred's pension has now more or less been put to bed. To a large extent, so too has the question who does what and how when it comes to banking of the future. Paul Harrison, Sky News, Bristol.